Hi guys, this is Leah and welcome to my show Mindset Magic, where you'll find everything from poetry to manifestation and from positivity to motivation. And also, let's not miss out on the memorable conversations we are going to have with professionals. Basically, everything you need to hear to make the most of your life. Adapt productivity and tune in to hear my episodes. See you soon. Hi guys, what's up? I hope you're all doing super duper good. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. And today we're going to talk about teenage dilemma and the stress and anxiety it brings along. So I really wanted to talk about this topic from a long time, because personally, this is number one, something I go through, so it will definitely be refreshing to talk about it. And number two, most of my audience is also teenagers. I checked this when I was seeing the analytics, so it will definitely be super relatable for you all. Okay, enough blabbering, let's dive right in. Also, I just wanted you all to know that I have divided the things I want to talk about under sections. So, yeah, and I've really worked on the title, so don't mind if they're funny. Okay, the first one is going to be super relatable. Raging hormones is equal to overlapping moods. Now, this is something like really obvious, because, you know, during teenage, because of puberty, we have raging hormones inside our body. But if we minus the science out of that, it basically means mood swings, overlapping moods, and too many kind of thoughts and moods, and just cannot explain it properly. But yeah, there are just too many moods and they pile up on each other. That's why I wrote the word overlapping. And of course, mood swings, how can we miss out on that? And let's just say it's hard for people to it's hard for non-teenagers to bond with this, because at this point you are irritating and you're irritated from everyone and to everyone. I know it's hard to explain that, but like, that is super relatable for me. But anyway, that the mood swings bring us to our second topic, that is teenage and parents, not a good bond. Literally, I'm not gonna lie, parents probably hate teenage deep inside. Like, they're like, you know, this is the phase that children should definitely skip. And I mean, I can't blame them, but they should not. I'm not even open for getting blame on myself, like getting blame on teenage. It's not okay to blame teenagers for this, neither is it okay to blame parents for this. It's just they don't get along, and yeah, we will find a solution to that problem. But in today's episode, we're just going to talk about this, like how they're not a good bond. You know, there are so many things that, I mean, I really can't see from a parent's perspective. So it would be hard for me to tell you all stuff that parents find irritating. So yeah, not getting into that. But what actually irritates and bothers teenagers is the thing that parents do out of their concern, definitely out of their concern, but still, it irritates them. Number one, interfering in their privacy. Now, this is a stage of life where we require privacy a lot, like privacy or privacy, whatever you want to call it. It's very important, because like, this is the time when you're getting to know who you are, when you're getting to know yourself better, and you know, exploring your thoughts basically. So while doing stuff like that, you need me time, and you know, you just sometimes you don't want family time, you just want to stay alone in your room, sitting in a corner, listening to music, watching Netflix. Just that is your time, and I just wished that parents respected that. I literally wish they did that, but sadly they can't. Number two, they want to come between your phone and you. Like, that does not happen with me. Like, my phone does not get checked or anything, but I know every small thing. If you're going through headache, it's because of your phone. If you're getting distracted because of from studies, it is because of your phone. If your parents are not satisfied with you, that's because of your phone. If you're not spending time enough on your health or your, like, yeah, on your physical health, it's because of your phone. Everything is because of your phone, according to your parents, which is a super duper stupid logic, but they must have a reason behind it, so I'm not gonna comment. But yeah, I'm just saying this from a teenager's perspective. That is irritating to us. That is super duper irritating to us. Please don't do that. No one's gonna listen, but yeah, making this relatable again. But yeah, that is the thing. And when our parents do stuff like that, you know, when they don't respect our privacy, when they blame everything on your phone, and when they don't understand what you're trying to say, you know, sometimes this happens that you want to say something, you're not comfortable enough to share it, and you try to do things that will signify that that's how you feel, but people don't understand, and that results in causing a lot of irritation. So yeah, for me, I'm going to definitely say that when you get irritated like that, you will definitely say something again, you know, you will respond. And how can you expect a person to respond completely calmly when they are irritated? You can't do that. That results in back answering, again, something parents hate. Back answering is like something parents definitely hate, and you know, we can't help but back answer, and you know, it's their fault too, but it's our fault too. So yeah, I'm just repeating myself again and again. This is just from a teenager's perspective, so please don't take this in any harsh manner. But yeah, okay, the next thing is only for girls again, but it is again something very irritating. It is periods. Yeah, hating periods. Everybody hates periods. Who can like periods, and why can someone like periods? Because it basically just causes trouble and pain. So like, why? I'm not gonna get much into periods, but I just want to say that, you know, when you have so many moods all together and each one of that mood is heightened during periods, like already teenage brings along mood swings, but periods heighten those mood swings. That's the height. That is when you cannot handle it. That's why a lot of people have like a lot of significant mood swings and breakdowns during their periods, and they're super duper emotional or cranky or whatever. But yeah, and also the mood swings, they're kind of like a result to the cramps and the pain too. Like, I mean, I won't really get into the bio because I am not good at science, let's just say that. But yeah, the cramps and the pain that you get, you can sometimes get irritated from that pain. You can sometimes just feel unfair because you have to go through that, all of that, every single month too. So yeah, that's one thing. Periods are like damn irritating, very irritating. Okay, the third thing, is it the third thing? No, this is the fourth thing. So the fourth thing again is something very important, and like, this is not important. This is definitely not important. But this is something that happens during teenage. Now, this is the birth of feelings. Love. I'm just gonna talk about love. Now, I really don't want to, interfere this with my personal life. So please, this is just from a normal teenager's perspective. But this is the time when you're having your first crush, or you're having your first relationship, having your first kiss or whatever. Not getting into deets again, but yeah, this is the time when all of that happens, all of the firsts come to you. So yeah, rather than getting any embarrassed and stuff, I'm just going to say that it's something that happens to everyone, and it's not something bad, like it's something really cool. So but I don't have any whatsoever experience in this field, so moving forward. Okay, now the next, the last two sections that we have are a little serious. So okay, siding ourselves from the fun that we had, or the comedy talks, I'm not gonna get all serious and into it, but this needs to be spoken about. Okay, so the second last section is called imperfections turn into insecurities. Now, this is a very important thing to understand and accept, that during teenage, our imperfections, which are not meant to be, by the way, are turned into our insecurities. Like, make it acne or pimples, let's just call that all under acne. There are changes in your face, changes in your voice, changes in your teeth, like your braces and everything. And you know, some people are not comfortable with their body. There's this mindset that everybody needs to get a model body, and you know, puberty is like the worst. Like, literally, I cannot describe how much people must hate puberty. But again, you should not hate it at all, because this is the time you're being introduced to adolescence, and you know, you should have this mindset that right when this ends, right when teenage ends, that's when you will grow up. You will just be proud of yourself for who you are at that time, because you know end of the day that when you grow up, you're gonna turn out to be so beautiful and you're gonna love yourself. So might as well love yourself now. Why waste all of that time, if what I just said makes sense? So yeah, I just feel like, you know, you should never feel insecure about your body or how you look or about your skin. It's just all perfect. Nothing is imperfect. You know, it is our definition. We humans have made this stupid definition of imperfection and model body, model face, model skin. That's what we've created. So it is completely on your choice to consider it or not. Just if the meaning of beautiful in your dictionary should definitely be the way you look. Like, genuinely, that should be the meaning. The way you look is beautiful for you. So yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not very experienced in talking about this, but I just feel like I should have shared what I knew, and yeah, that's what I've done. Now coming to the last topic, that is equally important, mental health, stress and anxiety. Now I'm not going to use words like depression for this, because seriously, that's not something that happens to everyone, and that is very serious, not something that can be used like that. So I'm not going to get into that, but this is the time of your life when you have a lot of stress. Like, obviously, I'm not saying that when you grow up, you don't. You definitely have more stress when you grow up in your, like, I don't know, 20s or something. Not experienced, again, not going to talk about that. But things like bad grades or breakups or getting bullied, some regrets or getting assaulted. There are so many things that teenagers go through worldwide that turn into mental breakdowns. It's just like, you know, you can use logic in this. If you have a stack of clothes and you keep keeping the new clothes on top of that, like you keep piling it up, after a while, don't you think that pile is actually going to eventually fall down? You know, obviously it's going to fall down. It's the same like that. If you keep piling up your problems in your head and not talk to anyone about it, it will fall down. It will end up in a breakdown. That is exactly the meaning of breakdown. So it will have emotional or mental breakdowns. And yeah, just don't pile those things upon your head, because you don't even want to reach till the level where the things fall off. And yeah, just stay strong. I just don't know. Do things that make you happy. But if you guys want to know what I know about mental health more in depth, I've uploaded an entire episode talking about that. And this is a serious topic. I need some time to talk about this, so I'm not going to fixate this into this episode. But you guys can check over the other episode. I'm going to include everything there too. And you guys, we're pretty much here at the end of this episode. Thank you so much for supporting me on my podcast. This was a very long episode, but it was definitely fun to record. If you want to know more about mental health, as I mentioned before, I've uploaded an entire video for that. But of course, I'm not a professional, so if you want to consult anyone, that will be an entirely better option. Not gonna go into more details, but yeah. Thank you so much for staying here till the end. I really respect the fact that you did. Recommend this podcast to your friends. Subscribe to my podcast if you haven't already. It's available on over 10 applications like Anchor Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts and Spotify too. So yeah, check it out. And it would mean the world to me if you leave reviews on my podcast. I would literally feel so good. If you're hearing this on Google or Apple Podcasts, you've got the option to leave a review. So please definitely do that. And yeah, we're going to pretty much end this episode. See you guys super duper soon, and bye.